tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, turn that up. What are we doing?
I want to hear this.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of How to Get Away with Murder on AfterBuzz TV. This is season 2, episode 2. Title of the episode is She's Dying. Mm. We all saw she was dying in the beginning of the episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to us on YouTube, look us up on SoundCloud, iTunes. We love ratings. We love comments. Be sure to give us 5 stars. The internet is actually down right now, so we won't be live tweeting this episode, but hopefully we'll be able to converse with you next week. As always, I am Jillian Leff, the captain of your ship tonight. Steph is actually on a plane to London right now to watch the Jets game, so that's where she's at. You can follow her on Twitter at I am Steph Z for her adventures. You can follow me on Twitter at Jillian Leff. I'm here with my lovely buddies. Please introduce yourself.
This is JB Zimmerman. You guys can follow me at JB underscore Zimmerman.
Nice. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Stacey Ike. I'm your, At One Take States. I was like, At One Take States. You guys check me out on Twitter and Instagram.
She's your best friend, guys. Yeah. I knew that. Mm-hmm. Again, I was still recovering from last week.
Right.
Agreed. Because
it was an intense episode.
Yeah, I could not stop talking about it. Now, right. I don't know if you guys at home felt the same way, but, you know, I went into the office. I was on Twitter. It sort of kept the buzz going for me all week.
Absolutely.
How did this episode stack up to last week?
I think it was a great follow-up. Like, I really think it's going the way I want. Like, I know it's weird because sometimes we get the letdown. I feel like there was a few times last season it would be, like, super high and it would be really chill. This was great. We're going up the ladder. There was a lot of oohs and ahs. There was a lot of taking off our headphones, trying to, like, hear, you know, talk with each other. So I think it was a really good episode. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they put out a lot last week.
Yeah.
And I was happy that they sort of kept that going. It seems like it's not just a big thing for the premiere. I was kind of worried that it was getting, like, a little soap opera-y with just, like, oh, my God, and now she's a lesbian.
Uh-huh.
And now, like... Yeah. They're bringing people back from the dead. Like,
right.
You know, I want it to be grounded in something. So I'm glad that they took everything they did put out last week seriously.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that. I do like that. Yeah.
That. You know, for me, it's, I really think that they need to keep the momentum going. Mm-hmm. I feel like we see a lot of these shows. They're really good the first season, second season. So I have high hopes for this.
Yeah.
So we start the episode like we sort of, it brought me back to season one where we're at that flashback. Obviously, last week we saw the 2 months later and we got to see a very short, scene with Annalise laying on the ground and Wes running away. We got a little bit more this week.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough.
But you know what? I kind of like it. I don't know if I like it better just yet, but I like a quick flashback in the beginning and a quick one at the end. I don't like last season, I was like, I couldn't tell if I was watching Fresno
right,
or flashback.
Yeah, they were really
intercutting.
That was
a little much. I see what happened, and then there's like this flip through, and you're like, oh, okay, this is what I'm looking forward to. I kind of like that. Yeah, because they tell me this is flashback moment. Like last time I was like, I don't know we're watching. Like, so anyway.
But also they use that sort of dark filter, to, you know, to show us the difference.
Right.
It was so quick, actually, I missed it. In the beginning of the episode, I was like, what happened? What?
Right.
And then at the end, I was like, oh my God.
Right.
So we start off this episode with finding out that Catherine and Caleb, their aunt we knew was murdered, and they think that they're being framed.
Right.
What do you guys think about these siblings? Because they're trying to play off that they're innocent, but I don't know. They're all like, you know, we're framed, we're being framed.
Right.
I have a weird feeling deep down.
Catherine's character she played me like a fiddle this week, because last week I was like, okay, she's evil. I got it. Like, I figured her out. They're dating or whatever, something like that. Like, I was really into the fact that they probably did it and they're covering it up, and that worked for me. Then this episode, the way they pinned the siblings together and like, her mannerisms and everything about her was just a lot more quiet and a lot less evil. And I was like, wait, now I don't know who you are. Like, I wasn't sure, you know? And I love that, but I thought I had her figured out, and I don't think I do, so.
Really good point. I mean, when they were kind of doing the prisoner's dilemma thing, they split them up, and they were, like, playing both people to see, like, where the truth was. I was like, oh, I maybe I have you all wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so clear last episode that it was, like, guilty. Like, this isn't even... should we even
it's
talk
just
about
be
it?
Fun, it's just right, like, yeah, right.
So it's interesting that they're sort of fleshing them out a little bit more. I wonder how they'll play into future episodes, because it sort of seemed like... I mean, Annalise had a big win. I don't know, like, how conclusive that will be in the trial.
But. Right. Mm. I don't know. Caleb was so quick to lie.
Yeah.
And I get that you're trying to cover yourself up, and obviously, you know, the siblings want to take care of each other, but the staff wants nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm a little confused about.
Yeah.
You would think that if, you know, you're a caretaker of a home, a maid, whatever, you sort of have loyalty to whoever you've been caring for.
Right.
The house seems like a grand estate. Perhaps they've been there the entire time that the house was built, and the woman that we saw, she was like, I don't want anything to do with
but
you.
She also said that he let them go home early.
Yeah.
So,
but she's like, I'm not lying, like, this is what happened.
Oh,
you know,
okay, that part,
she,
you're
yeah
right.
You know, because usually
she's like, I won't lie for them. We're like, we didn't ask you to lie, we just was
questions.
you're right
really,
they could very easily be very bratty kids. I mean, obviously they're from a lot of wealth,
right,
very well off. You know, that doesn't mean that they're murderers.
Yeah.
At the same time, if they are being framed, and there's a lot of shadiness on the whole evidence thing, someone has, like, a serious vendetta. Because
absolutely.
They're not only planting evidence for the one murder they're on trial for, they are killing more people, like, to make it, to muddy the waters even further. Like, they killed their aunt.
But the thing is, like,
well,
that was
allegedly planted by...
Well, no, I'm saying, like, so, who if they are being framed,
right,
not only did they kill these people's parents...
Look, they could have killed Miss Sinclair. We saw her laying on the ground at the end of the episode.
You know what? I'm not that mad about it.
I know, Stacey. You're not...
I'm so sorry. Totally over her. She's just, like, not a nice prosecutor. I know that's your job. Can't stand you, though.
Well,
yeah, can't. Like, I can only hate one woman at a time. Like, and I'm just kidding. I don't hate anybody. But when go ahead, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, it looks like she gets what she deserves, or what...
No, I would never say that. No, I wouldn't. I don't want her to die. But I don't mind if she's not on the show anymore.
That's all, like, you were saying when you were watching. You're like,
yeah,
I
know.
She's trash. She's got to go.
I'm trying to cover it up.
Also, okay. I was noticing when they finally panned to her body on the ground at the end, it looks like she fell downstairs, which is exactly what happened to Sam at first.
I know. And
so I'm like,
so
stairs.
Even the way that they parallel that, like, are we supposed to think that they were actually running away from Miss Sinclair instead of Annalise? Like, is that a possibility?
At this point,
I mean,
I feel like
we're so early
in the game.
Okay, yeah.
Because I thought so many things in the beginning,
right,
and then everyone in the comment, like, on YouTube, they're like, you're wrong, bro. And I'm like, I know. I'm wrong sometimes.
Yeah.
Everyone's wrong here. So I feel like it's a little too early for us to make a prediction like that.
The last person, yeah.
But I did think it was shady that the staff really did not want to corroborate any sort of alibi, and they were just... I feel like it's going to be a layer situation.
Yeah.
We're going to slowly find out more about these, you know, these two siblings.
I'm pumped.
And
I love it.
Next week's episode, we see that we're going to be introduced to a new case. So I'm a little happy about that we're not just going to focus solely on Annalise and Sam murder situation and then the sibling parent murder.
I like that. Like,
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So we finally see the Keating Five all together again, and they are looking for Catherine and Caleb's alibi, as we said, and we find out that they, you know, work their magic, and the DNA tests are being thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see them all together again.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it was a little crazy how they covered up their murders with Oliver's HIV positive news.
Honestly, that was a very clear moment of how close they are and like the potential of their friendship. Like, I really enjoyed that part because they're all willing to, like, just be a part of it. I was like, and then Connor is so willing to share. Like, that was really personal. I was like, Connor, like, that's how much, like, how long you'll go to, like, make sure Asher's so out of it. So, I don't know. I mean, with that, do you think it's time to tell him?
I don't, especially now that Asher is, like,
kind of
literally
on
ruining everything.
Yeah,
like he is.
But he's ruining because he literally.
Well, I mean, just to your point, he just sort of tested him with that information, which wasn't as intense.
Sure.
And he, like, completely so ruined stupid, that. Yeah. I mean, like, telling Oliver, like,
talking about,
why
I'm
would
proud
you
of
ever
you,
do
you're,
that?
You're brave. I'm like,
it's like, so Asher, what? Though. Like, that's just such, like, he doesn't know what to say, so he says the first thing that comes to mind, right. Like, oh, I love the movie Philadelphia. I was like, what the hell? And by the way, last week, I apologize because I did confuse AIDS and HIV, and I do apologize for that. I am well-educated now, so thank you guys for all pointing that out for me. Happy to know that Oliver is... HIV positive and that Connor is prepping so they can be intimate.
Right.
You know, we come into these shows and we kind of say what's off the top of our head and maybe not mean what we say. So right. If I offended anyone, I am truly sorry.
Yeah.
So we do know how close they are. What did you guys think of the reaction to when Asher told Oliver all of those things?
Again, it was another like... shut up now. Okay. We like, it's like understood between them, but not him. Like, it's all understood. Everyone, and even the way they acted, what's up, man? Great to see you. Like, no one even thought about that.
You, like, why would you say that at all? Like, he just has zero social
awareness
at all.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the recovery from that because we had always seen how Connor and Oliver. Sort of, they have these, like, explosive back-and-forth fights, and, you know, he still threw the keys to him at the end and was like, okay, roommate, you know. But it was sort of, he was mad, but it was teasy playful because it's like, okay, we're actually in this relationship. And he let him back in the apartment, and Oliver was even doing a favor for Michaela.
Yeah.
So it's like, I enjoyed seeing that as opposed to a blowout.
I totally agree. I love that scene. I love the way they kind of were like, I didn't know I was going to end up with him. Still kind of dissed him, but like, it's like, I love this guy. That's why you're talking like that. But listen, like, we're in this, but, you know, you still annoyed me. And that's, it's a very real depiction of a relationship, I think. And I like that. I agree 100%.
What do you guys think about the story that Oliver told Connor about how he got HIV?
I think he's lying.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what else would it be, though?
That just seemed like it wouldn't have hurt him. Like, Connor has tough skin. Like, I was expecting something. I didn't know what I was expecting. Like, I wanted them to write something crazy, but I don't know why that
Well, also, Connor has screwed up, so I feel like he's very vulnerable in this relationship. Sure. And he sort of, I think... I always joke around with my friends, but I'm like, oh no, there's like, you know, you clearly, if you see a couple, it's like one person loves the other person a little bit more and you could tell who that person is.
Right.
And I feel like Connor's been put in this situation where before it might have been Oliver and now Connor is the person that's like constantly seeking approval, wanting all of these things. Right. And he really blames himself for this. I really do think that he blames himself and it's all because of what he did.
That's really tough. I mean, I was like, dang it, that's really tough.
I feel like for a lot of this, I mean, traumatic life events can definitely like shake you out of apathy or whatever you were dealing with before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially for the bonding thing. I mean, I've never murdered anybody, but if I did it with a group, I would probably be
You've never taken a blood oath, Jake?
Not yet. But if you guys aren't
I'm not into it.
I mean, you can go outside.
He said, if you guys are available after this, you know.
I don't know how I'd feel if I was put in that situation.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's going to beat himself up for a while about it.
Okay, I guess now I kind of... Dang, now I don't know how I... Because I thought it was, like, a smaller story. Just the way he told it was, like, he said, like, hurt you. And I was like, wow, he's about to, like, kill him. And with some... And not that that wasn't sad news, but I was expecting something really crazy. Yeah. And so I think I just kind of heard, like, a... You cheated on me, so I went and slept with somebody's story. And it's not that crazy of a narrative.
So, question, does Oliver know that Connor lied about the drug usage? Did we ever... I forget. We were talking.
Oh, it was a long time ago. I was actually thinking about that was going to be the reason, like, after the whole thing, he wanted to try something.
Exactly. That's what I said. I was like, drugs are a hooker.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You know, we got to think like that.
Yeah.
Did he ever clear that up? I don't think he did.
I don't know. Guys, tweet us. I can't read your tweets right now, but let me know if Connor and Oliver ever had the conversation that the drugs were a lie. I don't think so, because I don't think that Oliver knows about the murder, which was the cover up.
Exactly.
With the drugs were the cover up for that.
That being the case, then he may have been lying, because it did seem so easy.
It was just like, oh, yeah,
it was some guy that, you know, even if I saw him again, I wouldn't know him at all.
Exactly. Like, it's probably like an ex. Oh, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was too chill. Okay. I was like, no, you slept with somebody that would hurt him. Maybe Connor's ex? I don't know.
So there's more to this. Well, he did say he stared at the guy with the abs for a while, and then, you know.
That's what I heard. And I was like, you slept with him.
I don't know, guys.
Wow, okay.
We'll see.
So, while we're talking about the students, the Keating Five, let's move on to Michaela, since she's also in this sort of Connor-Oliver situation.
Tough.
So, we meet this character in the courthouse, whose name is Levi, introduces himself, Connor hits on him, he was actually hitting on Michaela. I think he's eggs 911.
I agree too.
Well,
yeah, I mean, the photo at the end.
Oh my god!
Cut to photo. I mean, Wes wasn't in the hallway, so I don't think he saw.
Yeah, he didn't, that whole interaction.
Sucks, yeah.
But I think it's totally him.
But I think that it's crazy for her to be, for her to have not checked him out 1,000% before she went out with him. Anybody walking up to you in a courtroom, knowing you work for Annalise, are you guys crazy? Like, you're all always suspects, even if you didn't do this murder. Like,
but I think it had to do with what Oliver was saying. Like,
go on
just,
the date.
Just go. Just, like, go. Look at what's happened to you, you know? You had a gay fiancé. You murdered someone. You've been going through some stuff. Like, go get yours, girl. Like, that's how I felt. I was like, all right, they're here for it. And she's like, okay.
That's really funny. I mean, now that you put it like that, sure. But just the way he walked up, I was already suspicious. Like, how could you have walked out of Nate's trial or whatever, preliminary trial, and thought that anyone would walk up to you and have no motive? Like, come on. Yeah. You guys are working for Annalise. I would always be like, looking over my shoulder. I just would.
I mean, I feel like everybody's got their own phone these days. So.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't know. Especially because they used, like, the device of her, like, on her phone. Who are you texting? And I'm like, girl, we're going to meet Eggs 911 in this episode. Or we're going to know somebody that knows something
exactly,
else.
Exactly, exactly. So, well, you're right. He might be Eggs.
If he is Eggs, I just wonder sort of what's his deal.
I mean, the whole
911 thing obviously brings to mind, like, being a cop or having that ability to track someone. And I think that's the only way that you would be able to seek out Michaela.
Or 911 could be like emergency. This, like, I'm at an emergency. I mean, she was getting, like, tied up, so it's like,
right, but I mean, how would he know from that text that it's like connecting to Michaela, like the new person on Annalise's team?
Right,
you know, the connection to her. I mean, maybe he's trying to go higher, but I just feel like
did Michaela actually say in the text that she replied? Did she say
who she said hi?
Or she said hi? Okay.
She said hi, and then he was like, hello, you there?
He's obviously, he's been tracking the phone, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. First of all, he's handsome.
Very,
like,
very.
Damn.
I understand, honey. I want you to be happy.
Maybe the, good, wait, hold on.
Oh,
the
tell me more.
The phone.
Yes.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
She's holding it.
Yeah. So Rebecca texted on her phone, and that's why she was freaking out in the first episode. She's like, should I get a new phone? And they're like, don't get a new phone. Then they're going to think something's up.
Right.
Because they don't know where Rebecca is.
That's what I mean. Like, that's how he got to Michaela.
That's how he found her. I'm sure.
And that's why he wanted the phone, specifically.
Oh, my God. Imagine if they get intimate.
To put the
because I don't necessarily think that this guy, whoever he is, if he's Eggs 911 or anything, I don't think he knows whether Rebecca is alive or dead.
Okay.
I think that he's just looking to get closer to her, and his way is the phone in Michaela's pocket that he's been tracking.
Yes.
At least that's what I'm thinking in my crazy mind.
It's gotta be because there's nothing else connecting those two.
Yeah.
Besides that. So I like where that's going. Okay.
Okay. Wow. So that was the Michaela talk.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Laurel.
Dismissed. Okay, that's
Frank
what happened with her.
He's like my hero. He is
That is
awesome.
What happened with
I
her.
Am...
First of all, let me just say that during that scene, both Stacey and I were like
literally, I'm like, huh? Like, huh?
Dude, Frank's the boss. Wait, like, I'm Team Frank.
No, he slapped
winning.
Her with that.
He is, oh man. Pro, Frank.
Like,
pro.
I'm speechless.
I like that because I really feel like I thought Frank was just going to give into it.
Yeah. I love that he said, you want to get, like, you want this? Get to know me. Because you are, like, I love that he said that because at first I was like, kind of cheesy. But then I was like, Laurel has made so many mistakes about Frank in terms of like, just kill him. Just do this. You really don't know me. And like, you're not going to get a piece of this if you don't. And I thought that was just really sexy. Really sexy, people. Frank.
And it's funny because she talked the whole episode about being normal, 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 the normal approach to things. And like, I don't know.
Yeah.
She really doesn't have a relationship with Frank. So going over to an apartment and like bragging and expecting that, like that wasn't normal to me.
She thought, she just thinks, because she doesn't know him. That's what I'm saying. She assumes he's a certain way that he'll just give in or whatever. And I mean, that was a really funny, like that was a great scene.
Yeah. She didn't really have a lot of purpose this episode in general. I mean, she was sort of just a sidekick at best, you know, even in the car with Frank earlier when they were getting the thing.
Yeah.
She
was why are they together?
The only purpose was so that the other person could yell at him and then we could like see again how cool Frank
was. The one thing about Laurel though that I will say is she's definitely doing the job of overcaring because she's still bringing up, you know, well, we have no idea where Rebecca is. Let us remember that. Like, what is everyone forgetting because they're so self-consumed with everything? You know, there's a girl. We don't know where she is, and she's the only one that's been questioning it.
Well, Connor's yeah, I mean, been
like,
bringing
he,
it up a lot.
He mentioned like, it, like, oh, what are you sleeping with your girlfriend? And Wes is like, no, I don't want to hear from her. But Laurel's the one that's been pressing Frank about it.
Yeah.
And Frank knows what happened.
Yeah.
So it's like, is he eventually going to give in and tell her, like, what happens when they do get to know each other?
I don't want him to tell her because, no, like, she can't be the only one that knows the secret. I like it when they all know the same secrets. Ash, I don't care about. But everybody else needs to know the same secrets. She can't know anything more than them. I don't think Laurel will tell. I just don't want her to, I don't know.
Well, it's just a little disappointing because last season, even last episode, like, she was a lot more integral into the story.
Right.
Like, she was, you know, providing and contributing, like, a lot. She was a real character. Like, you know, even a suspect at certain times. So, you know, hopefully she finds more purpose than just like
messing with Frank, like a
character to get to Frank or to kind of involve him more.
But I like Laura. Like overall, if she has 2 lines or 10, like I still like her because she's very like she's detailed, like you say. She's very aware of what's going on. She's mischievous, but she's like cute. So like you kind of forget like all that stuff she did last season. I was like, you're evil on the inside.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like I liked
but
her
I like
before,
it.
Like when she took Michaela's ring and like you know was taking the initiative and like protecting the team. Now she's just like, well, I'm studying for tests. That's done. So let's go bang Frank.
Right, like, right.
I feel like she needs to get curious again. Even more so.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the Laurel that we love.
That we love. You're right. Yeah, I like that a lot.
So
that's
the last person on my docket, look, I'm a lawyer, is Wes. And
puppy dog
because since
Wes.
We're, I mean, Asher was just Asher. So I feel like, well, whatever. Wes, this episode, he finally gave in to his puppy dog persona, which I appreciate since I love a man that knows how to work it.
Yeah.
He knows how to
and
work it.
And knows what the talent he has.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he did his job. He did it well.
He's like, it always works.
And the only other thing we got from Wes this episode was not wanting to have anything to do with
Rebecca's
stuff and Rebecca.
He's taken a sideline too. Like it was a little weird. But that's okay though because there's a lot of episodes and there's a lot of characters.
Yeah.
We need to get everything from everybody. So it's really interesting. That's funny. Okay.
Well, no. I mean, he got so burned by.
We're just getting serenaded in the studio right now.
So
it's
sorry,
okay.
Jason Derulo's here. Anyway, he just walked in. Wait, it's okay, Jason. We don't have time for that. We'll see you after.
It's okay. I'm going to continue. The trumpets will play.
Thank you.
I feel like he's just so fed up with all the Rebecca stuff. He had to do so, like, it just consumed his entire life before. I mean, in season one, it was just everything. He didn't do anything
except
for, like, pick up the pieces, pretty much.
Yeah, you're right. And this is, I want a new Wes. Like, whatever that's going to be. I'm okay with like a stronger version of that.
Totally. I'm Team Wes too. Just be done with all the Rebecca BS.
But he still picked up the picture, so it's not like he doesn't care that much. Like he's still into it.
So obviously the natural transition from Wes is to Annalise.
Right.
Which I do have to bring up one thing about last week's episode, right? So I sort of processed it. There was a lot of weird moments between Annalise and Wes.
Mm-hmm.
I read an article, E! Online, they had like an exclusive where they asked all of the cast members about the weird relationship between Annalise and Wes. So I know Steph is not here to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right?
We know what she would say.
Though. Right.
Right. I started thinking about it more, and it's just not right to me. Like, I feel maternal. I feel like it's maternal.
And
a lot of the internet agrees with me.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, I really thought that... I really thought that Steph...
Right.
But the more and more I thought about it, and the more and more you see their interaction, and you hear what she has to say, and you look at the way that she looks at him and he looks at her...
So, okay.
Something's
up. If we
go
with that,
yeah.
Do you think it's only, like, on Annalise's end, she's the one who knows about it, or you think Wes knows, too? Like, that's my mom, or that's my stepmom, or that's my somebody.
I don't think Wes knows.
Okay.
Because it's
but
it's
then
more...
how is he okay with, like, this lady just touching me? Like, you don't think that's weird?
But it's, like, a motherly...
I agree. I mean, I think that there is that relationship, and that is 100% on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, there's been way too many, like,
yes.
pepperings of
yes.
that to for it to just be, like, a mistake. So I feel like she is... It's close, but it's not, like... He's my son, or he's my adopted son that we, like, let go. I think it's got to be – maybe it's definitely dirty. And
maybe
I feel
she
like
knows
maybe
his
it's
mom.
Like
– I think it's connected to his mom.
Right.
Maybe
yeah.
his mom isn't
his
real mom.
Mom. Yeah,
like,
no,
I don't
exactly.
know.
Yeah.
I feel like there is some – maybe it's murder.
Well,
like,
the whole thing is
like – oh, hell no. Oh, okay. I thought she meant like she killed his
well,
mom.
No, I don't think necessarily that's necessary, but I think – she knew his mom, like,
yeah.
maybe if there was, like, a murder conspiracy and she, like, covered it up, maybe something with Bonnie, because that whole
well,
thing
this is,
a,
this
is
the
weird.
Thing, like...
She ruins people.
People, she does. That. She said
she
that.
Said,
it can go two ways. Like, I see a maternal thing, and then a lot of people are talking about this, like, creepy sort of lovey relationship. I don't think it's that. I think that they sort of put those... moments in place to throw us off from what we're actually all feeling.
Sure.
And it took me a while to admit it, but I really think it's a maternal vibe. That's
yeah.
what it is.
So we just have to figure out in what way.
In what right. way? Yeah, because it couldn't be...
Because I can get with the maternal thing. I just...
Sure.
I can't get with that being her son and, like, us not.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, that's weird.
Right. And they also... Connor referred to him as waitlist again in this episode.
Well, no, exactly. I that's why I feel like she is looking out for him. The
yeah.
fact that, like, you know, his whole upbringing has been sort of noted from the beginning
episode. Right.
I feel like she has sort of been looking out for him. And she always does that. Just, I mean, he did save her. So there is a back and forth. There is, like, a protection element.
Yeah.
Really is.
But, well... We love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
So please, you know, you can definitely converse with us about this episode specifically, but we would love if you would share your theory on YouTube. Leave us a comment and we will be able to take that all in and reply. I want to, like, have a conversation about this because I feel like there's a Reddit thread, like, everyone's talking about it. Articles are published, you know, the day before the show, the day after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a different theory. So I want to know, are you feeling the maternal vibes like I am, like we are on the panel?
Yeah.
It's a lot of vibes.
So Annalise had sort of a crazy episode.
Yeah.
Between the preliminary hearing of basically Annalise. I mean, it was Nate's preliminary hearing.
I didn't
but
hear him speak at all.
No.
Like,
no.
at all. And I was like, is that not
he
weird?
Said, like, two lines.
Yeah.
So... Even Annalise's relationship. Let's start off with that, because we got a lot to talk about. So they had fun the other night. We find that out. They're in the car. I feel like we're finding out more and more about this specific relationship. My question to you guys is this going to be a thing this season, or was Eve getting into a cab at the end, the
to
end
leave?
Of it? Yeah. I don't know if she was just, like, a guest star or she's reoccurring in the season. I have no idea.
I think it's weird if she leaves and doesn't come back the rest of the season. I think that would really confuse me as to what she was there for in the beginning. Like,
mm-hmm.
I need to, if that was a part of her character,
you need to have some
like,
closure.
I need some closure totally. With that. Like, I need to, you know, I mean, I don't think it's over because she just asked her to go to New York and then left. Like, there's got to be something else with that. So no, I don't think she's done, but I do think she might be gone for, like, maybe a couple episodes. And I can deal with that because we have to deal with the fact that Nate saw them making out. So
right.
I just, anyway.
Well, yeah, I don't know if there's room for, like, a full-blown relationship.
Yeah, that's what I'm
right
thinking. I think it was a lot. Like, I was like, you've been with a lot of these people.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not, it's fine because Annalise has, like, those kind of layers where you're like, man, you know, all the time. But it's like, her relationships are distracting me from, like, what I want to know, which
yeah.
is, like,
The murders.
The murders. Like, I want to know what the hell is going on with these murders. So, anyway.
So, Eve and Annalise obviously conspired, you know, to create this whole her representing Nate thing, and then the tables turned on Annalise. Mm-hmm. Nate wouldn't lie on the stand, so Eve had to find a way to sort of get Nate out of his situation. I thought that scene was really powerful in the courtroom when basically Eve was yelling at Annalise on the stand, and she said some really hurtful and personal things, and I think went deeper than Annalise was expecting.
Yeah. Calling her marriage a sham, really?
I mean...
Definitely.
That was when I was like...
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, she definitely went hard on her, but I feel like that's the same... method, really, that Annalise would use.
She's
done that.
You're right.
Multiple times in season one. Like, again, even against Nate. Like,
you are right. Oh my gosh.
Constantly throwing people under the bus. You're right. And it is a tactic. It works. You know, she won.
Even when, this is what I didn't like about Miss Sinclair. When she said, "Who do you think killed your husband if it wasn't you?" I was really interested to see how she was going to answer that. I didn't expect her to say Nate, though, which is weird. Either. I thought she was going to say, like,
I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't even know. But when she was, like, the defendant, I was like, oh, I'm confused with what's happening. Because I was like, I thought we were helping Nate. I don't know. It's just, that was such a powerful question to me. Like, okay, because that's something that... If we didn't know it was the students, and like I was saying during commercial breaks, like, I think it's so crazy how this is all playing out, but yet the students killed him, like, over, like, a thumb drive and, like, saving Rebecca. Like, it wasn't even as big as, like, you know what I mean? And, like, the way they're playing it out, it's like, all this could have made more sense. Like, the conspiring, the having sex, and, like, the cheating, and, like, the wife with cancer, I was like... Y'all really should have killed Sam. Like, I would have been okay. Like, it would have made more sense if y'all killed him, you know? So it's just interesting because she was like, who do you think killed him? And I'm like, wow. I just thought that was really powerful.
I think it was the first time that we sort of saw. So Annalise has been broken down before. You know, we've seen her broken. Sam has broke her. We saw after Sam's death broke her, the episode with her mother. So we were sort of seeing this, like, really strong Annalise. And I think Eve really got to her, and when she went to apologize, I wasn't expecting this level of their relationship, but we do find out that things are a lot deeper than they do seem.
Yeah.
They were actually deeply in love, and Annalise actually says it was good and real, too real. It was too real, and that's why I had to move on. So clearly Eve scared her because she had it too good. You know, people run away from good things all the time.
Yeah. Like a good shoe sale.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, do you guys think the whole Eve situation is really throwing Annalise off her game that much? Because, like, a lot of stuff happened this episode. She got really riled up when the lawyer put her on the stand.
Right.
And that blew up. She usually has a lot more control, I feel like, than usual.
Hold my Bible. Normal
murder
stake.
Situations.
I was into it.
Even with Bonnie, she was, like, binge drinking, like, straight vodka.
I mean,
like, that's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, Annalise, you're, like, a hardcore woman.
Yeah.
Like, you are really... Like, she has...
It's not even chilled. It's, like, warm vodka. Just, like, boom.
Yeah.
By herself. Like, no one else.
I didn't even do that in college.
He said, not even chilled. That was very specific.
Honestly, she got really... again, emotional this episode, and she said, you needed to be saved from me, and she's honestly tired of answering all the questions, and I think that that's what sort of, like, Bonnie's, like, her punching bag, because she can't do that to Frank. They have a different type of relationship, and actually, Annalise compares them mother and daughter, so Bonnie's the daughter that, like, is constantly seeking approval, always looking for, you know, something, and the answer to all the questions. And
yeah, I really want to know what happened. How they met. Like,
hurry up. I need to see that.
Yeah,
especially after this
intense.
Episode.
There's definitely murder in and around that.
You think
that
it's murder?
Relationship.
Oh.
Well, like, something. I mean, she said that, like, she saved her, but then, I don't know. It's very messy. I feel like there's murder in that.
I agree.
The origin of that relationship is murder.
I don't know. That whole thing, like, their whole relationship is so messed up, Bonnie and Annalise.
Right.
And
the fact that Bonnie is so willing to kill someone,
like
in
I'm
her
sad
basement,
for Bonnie.
To kill for her, like
I'm sad
like,
for Bonnie. I think she
didn't even think about it. She's like, all right,
she's like,
bag,
and then
boom.
It's like, this was for you, and I'm like, Bonnie, no.
Like, it's like, I genuinely feel really sad for her, especially when Frank was like, so what were you thinking? And he was like, don't even play with me. Because, like, you get Annalise the way that I used to get her, and I don't want to talk to you about it because, you know, you could just see it in her face, even though her words were very simple. I was like, I genuinely feel bad for you. Like, I need you to figure out who you are or something.
Yeah, well, I don't think Bonnie knows who she is because, like, last episode, she, you know, Asher canceled plans on her, and she was kind of like, well, F you. And this episode, she's like, oh, hi, welcome back.
I'm like, you two
let's
are
have
not,
sex.
No,
you know, it's like,
right,
but yeah, come on, girl.
They're not.
Girl, backbone. Like, seriously. And she's constantly just seeking companionship, approval. And I'm sure that has something to do with the Bonnie that Annalise knew before they started working together. Mm-hmm. But she just, like, it's like nobody cares anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't care if I get disbarred. I murder people now. Like, everyone's hands are bloody.
Yes.
Everyone's hands are bloody now. Even Asher, because he's like, you know,
yeah,
in cahoots with Miss
up.
Sinclair. Also, there was like conflicting things. We Lane and Lake last week. I got a tweet this week that someone said it was Lake and not Lane. So I'm confused.
Oh, okay. So it had nothing to do with Annalise's house.
Well, I don't know now because then someone's like, no, you need to rewatch it. She said lake, like a body of water.
Also, do you remember when she was like, you know, I know you got, like, Eve and Annalise, she was like, I know you guys are friends, and asking that. And then didn't Asher later ask, like, how do you think she knows that, even though he's the one who told her? And, like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't realize that until later, and I was like, oh, so he's trying to make sure no one knows he's in cahoots, because Bonnie's it's this. Do we know why he's covered? Like, is it the lake thing?
Well, we don't. I mean, she threatened something, and she's like, I'll tell them about this. So it must be something big.
Personal for just him.
Yeah, but Asher's over it, because he's like, I was going to dump my girlfriend for this. Like, what the hell? I don't want to do this anymore. And then that's when Miss Sinclair throws out that she is the DA for the, I was going to say twins, the siblings, the Hapstalls case, which... It's just gonna. I just feel like.
Well, yeah, it's got to be something related to his dad because he wasn't in on the murder.
Yeah,
and he does. It's obviously not the whole like Bonnie relationship thing, because
or something
he
did.
Told her about that.
He has to be protecting his dad. Like Asher, not that he doesn't have a backbone to do anything, because I'm sure he does. But it has to be bigger than himself. It does.
Oh, see, like I made up this whole story in my head. I was like, oh, it's something that Asher did in college. He like was in a fraternity and he hazed somebody, and she knows about it, and it was bad. I'm like, I don't know, whatever. Let me just talk to myself now. If you have any ideas what you think Asher did,
yeah, I like that.
At the lake or the lane, you let us know, because I seriously don't. Did we hit on everything? I feel like this episode was really... We went person by person.
Yeah.
You know, Nate is free now. We need to see what happens. He definitely saw them kiss.
Mm.
It ended on Eggs911, who I think is Eggs911, Levi. But who really knows?
Okay, so with the Nate seeing Annalise...
So
at first I thought, no big deal. Now he knows. Like, she's like... was really trying to help. But then I was like, oh, or maybe he thinks what? Like, what do you guys think Nate is going to get out of that? Does he think that they did conspire to kill, like, they killed Sam? Or what do you...
Like, they framed him together?
Yeah. Like, what do you think he thinks? Because I was happy that it was that Nate that saw him, then it was somebody else.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was going to be the DA.
Yeah. I was like,
That
would have freaked me the hell out. Exactly. Like, seeing, I was like, Nate, oh, that's cool. But then I'm like, oh, maybe it's not cool. I don't know.
I mean, he's free now, so I don't know if he really has a motive, like, to dig really deep.
Yeah.
At the same time, he doesn't... I don't think he has a job.
I was going to be like, so he's unemployed. Did his wife pass away?
He has time.
Or is she still very sick?
I hope...
I don't know if we know that.
Ooh, good question.
I hope she's alive, but I also don't feel like she could be right now, because, like, he hasn't even mentioned her. He's not going home to her. Like, why the hell are you even spying on Annalise's house? You need to be at the house. Right? What's wrong with you?
Your wife's dying.
You know what
bro.
I mean? Like, you need to do better. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, now that the episode's over and done with, I think that we need to predict. So, let's do predictions.
I agree.
Oh my God, here we go.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
So cool.
Okay.
Hmm.
So, I'll just go first, get it over with. I'm excited for next week because one of my favorite actresses is going to be on. Her name's Sherry Somm, and I also do the Fosters after show for AfterBuzz, and she plays Lena, and she's one of the lesbian mom's main characters. Mm-hmm. And she's awesome. So I'm excited to see her on the show. Next week's episode is going to be all about sex. So it should be interesting for us to watch since right. we all got so hot, probably JV too, when Frank was talking about boning.
Can we say
I was just taking
yeah,
notes.
Sure. So yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, JV was like heads all down. Right. So I want to see more of the flash forward. I hope that we get to piece that together a little bit more. Mm-hmm. We really only saw a very tiny snippet of it, which we didn't really end up talking about that much, but I want to know why. I want to know how she got there, because all the kids are ready to run away because Annalise yeah. is the core of their problems. Annalise knows everything, and if she's gone, then all their problems disappear.
That is crap. She's protecting them completely. They yeah. need to stop. They need to stop right now. Like, because no, that Frank and Bonnie know, and they both hate. They hate all of y'all. So y'all are crazy. But anyway, that's just me.
Okay. What are your predictions, JB?
I really want to find out more about the house. I mean, there's like two bodies. It's like how did that happen?
Yeah.
Like, if there was a fight, like how'd they separate? Like, how did they both get killed? Mm-hmm. Why is someone trying to set up these twins like so much?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seems weird that they would both like kill their parents. Like, that's like two murders right there. Then set them up with the evidence, framing them. And it's not going well, so they're going to kill more people.
Yeah,
so, like,
exactly.
It's like, whoa, dude, yeah. how badly do you want these kids?
Yeah. Like, I mean, we'll have intense. To... They obviously come from a very wealthy family, so, I mean, money...
True. Can, money is a motivator. All, but it is still, it's like, you evil, must have, right? Like, a huge vendetta
yeah.
about...
Yeah.
You must not like these kids one yeah. bit. Like, that is extreme.
Well, didn't they say Hapstalls were... Was it pharmaceuticals? Was that what it was in the beginning? I forget. I could be making that up. Maybe I'm a liar.
Because if it was
pharmaceuticals, maybe. Then it's a pretty cutthroat industry.
Easy,
but
to
again,
together.
Could be lying about that.
I don't know if I necessarily have predictions. I have more of like prayers and hopes.
Okay, tell me.
I really want Asher to tell Annalise what's going on. Mm-hmm. That's like my biggest like please, because like he's just such a loose cannon. I can't. And I'm kind of rooting for the Laurel Frank thing. Like I like them separately, and I think that together they'll be cute. So I think Laurel's gonna like strap on some. You know, just decide that she wants to be a better girl and actually try to get to know him. Maybe she'll get a couple more disses and dismisses, but whatever. I think, because that's what, she was so dissed. Anyway, so that's a huge, like, something I really want. And I don't know, like, Bonnie's on my mind a lot, but I don't know what I want her to do. Like, I yeah. almost want her to leave. Like, I need her there, but mm-hmm. I also, I don't know what I feel about her. So I think I just mm-hmm. want to figure out the Bonnie thing. Like, can we find out how she got saved? Like, what happened?
Yeah, that's the Bonnie origin story.
I need to know the beginning of that. Yeah. Yeah. So those are my things.
And also, if you think Levi is Eggs 911, give this video a big thumbs
up.
Yeah.
Vote up for this video, because I feel like he is just a shady, shady man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that is it for tonight. Thank you for hanging with the three of us.
Yeah.
The full panel will be back next week, so Steph will be back in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff. You can find me on my Facebook page, Jillian Leff Official. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Jillian Leff. So just search me on YouTube. I'm there giving you videos weekly.
Yeah.
Nice. Guys?
You guys can find me at JB_Zimmerman on Twitter and Instagram. I also host the Limitless After Show here at AfterBuzz.
Ooh, nice, nice. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace. I also have a YouTube channel, Stacey Ike, and I'm also here on Wednesdays doing the After Show for Black-ish. So see you guys there.
All right, guys. Bye.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.